Now on the show, I have my mom, Jenny, and we will be chatting about her experience taking care of Hannah. Please remember, listener, that we are recording this from home using WhatsApp, so the quality may not be so great. Mommy, when did you discover that Hannah had a disability?
When you guys were 3 days old, so Hannah had a grade 3 brain bleed, and that almost like a stroke she had. So of course that.
But for child.
Yeah.
For child.
It,
okay.
It was like a brain bleed in babies. They call it a brain bleed. And she, of course, that left her with cerebral palsy and the epilepsy.
Now you as Hannah's caregiver, and you obviously a grandma. What does a typical day of caring for Hannah entail?
Hannah won't just get up out of bed. We have to take her out of bed. She won't get dressed. We have to do, from the time we take her out of bed, we have to brush her teeth, we have to wash her off, we have to dress her by herself. She can not dress herself. She can undress her. She can feed herself. We have to just sort of encourage her to do certain things. But that's, we just help. We have to help Hannah with everything.
What is the most challenging part for caring for Hannah? Because we all know Hannah is very stubborn.
Yeah.
Very, very stubborn.
That is probably the most challenging part, is the stubbornness. Because if she will be fine, but you might just say one thing. And
it automatically puts off.
Immediately, it changes her.
She basically has listeners.
She changes her completely. And once she has decided she's not doing something, she won't do it. Nothing you say or do will make her change her mind. And of course, the most important thing is Hannah needs to take her tablets. We have to struggle to get her to take her tablets.
Now, what would you say are Hannah's strengths?
Hannah can, she understands when we speak to her. She can do certain chores, little things that she can help in the kitchen. She helps dry the dishes. She will pack away. Hannah has got an exceptional memory. She remembers things that I have forgotten. She is very helpful. Yeah, and things that she's kind.
She's a very loving person.
Very loving. She says, I love you all day long.
Just not to me.
Oh, but remember, you're a sister. But she will, you know how many times a day she calls me and then just to hug me and to say, I love you, mommy. So she's a very, very lovable person. And that makes up for everything else.
Okay, so now, what care will require going forward with Hannah long term?
Hannah will always require somebody to look after. We're hoping it and praying that it might change, but as the way things are now, she will always need somebody to help her get dressed, to make decisions for her. She cannot make decisions on her own.
And that is where I come in one day to, of course, help Hannah when she's older.